This is an interview with Tilly Smedley for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program project on Idora Park. The interview is being conducted in Mrs. Smedley's home in Boardman on July the 10th, 1984. My name is Donna DeBlasio.
Now, can I interrupt?
Yes.
Now, my name was O'Neill at that time.
Oh, at that time it was O'Neill.
Yes, so I...
Okay, it's Tilly O'Neill Smedley.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just start off a little by asking a little bit about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When and where were you born?
I was born in Reading, Pennsylvania, as far as I know. That's a good many years ago. Reading, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What year, if I may ask?
Well, 1895, I think. See, I'm 80. Let's see. I think it's 1895. See, I have to think now. My birthday's the 8th of December. And see, how old will I be now? 1895 is when I was born. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were born the same year that Idora Park was then.
Oh, was that right?
Well, supposedly that's the date they give for their establishment, 1895.
Yeah, Reading, Pennsylvania is where I was born.
And you were married?
Hmm?
You were married?
Now?
No, you were...
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. What else do you want? Married to Howard O'Neill at that Idora Park.
Mm-hmm. See. Is that when you came to Youngstown, when you got married?
Oh, no. Oh, no. No, I was in Youngstown years ago when I was a single girl downtown when the streetcars run and that. I don't know.
Did you move to Youngstown when you were young?
Oh, yes. I was a girl here.
How old were you?
Oh, let's see. I was in my teens, yes. I worked, I don't know whether, my first job was in a restaurant when I worked.
Oh.
In 19, well, let's see what year. I have to think now. I should have thought of those things. I worked for, in the Park Hotel, he called it.
Oh, sure.
You know, I don't know if you want that or not.
Oh, that's okay.
You know, well, I worked at, I never worked in a restaurant, and I thought, well, when I come to Youngstown, I want to get a job. So I went to this here Park Hotel, and it was on the corner of Wick Avenue and, what's the name of that, Front Street.
Downtown.
Yeah, there was a hotel there, Park Hotel was called. And I went there for a job. And they said, did you ever work in the restaurant? And I said, no, I never did. And so, or what, let me see, yeah, no, I never did. So they said, well, do you want to start here and work? I wanted a job, see. And he said, okay, so I did. So they took me in, and I started to work in there, and it was Mr. and Mrs. Ring was their name that operated the hotel. And so they got to liking me there, so they took me in as one of their daughters, and I had a place to stay instead of going back, and I lived on Rayon Avenue, and I had a place to stay at night, so they took me in there to stay there and broke me in. It's the first restaurant I ever worked at, and I'll never forget the first time I took the stuff in, I dropped it, and I thought I could be as smart as the other girls, and I kicked the door, and everything went on the floor.
Oh, no.
It was funny, you know. Are you taking a recorder of that?
Yeah, I got it. It's on.
Is it all right?
Sure, fine.
So I kicked the door and everything and went on the floor, and the manager and Mr. Ring came in. He says, that's all right, Tilly. He says, you're just a little nervous today, and that's okay. So I worked there until he went out of business, so for a good many years. I forget now how long, and it closed up. And then they moved, the place closed up on Wick Avenue and Front Street there. And then he opened a place up near the Hippodrome. They called it the Hippodrome. He opened a restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of tried to locate me, and they come in to see if I could come and help them out again. So I did work there for a while, and then that's all that I know of. Then I guess that's all I worked. So I lived in Youngstown all my life, and I can't remember a lot of things, as far as I know.
When did you start going to Idora Park? Do you remember what it was like?
Idora Park is, let's see now. I don't know that.
Do you remember what you first saw at the park?
Hmm?
Do you remember your first impressions of Idora? What did you see when you went there?
Well, the rides, the merry-go-round, and the wildcat. Oh, wildcat was terrible, you know, and the wildcat. And the dance hall. I used to go dance, and I used to go dancing at the Idora Park when they had dances when I was a young girl. It was very, you know, I'm getting all mixed up now, see?
Mm-hmm.
I slept in a little bit.
Well, let me first ask you how you got involved with the cafeteria since
at
Idora, yeah.
Yes. Well, I had a restaurant at Republic Iron and Steel for years. I had a restaurant down there. And Mr. Dybul was the owner of the Idora Park. He was the manager. And I used to buy my meats from him at the market when they had a market on Federal Street, Dybul Market. And so he had a special party, I guess. So called me in and he says, Mrs. O'Neill, he says, I want you to come and cook this meal for this banquet. And that was down at the rink they had, or the skating rink used to be down in there. And so I says, oh, I can't do it. He says, yes, you can. So I did. I went, and I forget how many, quite a few. It was a big banquet. So I did. I went there and done that. Then, I had the cafeteria for 3 years in the Idora Park there. I don't know whether I told you that or not.
No.
I had operated in the summertime, only in the summertime.
Right.
Yeah. And I had a chef working for me. I had 35 working for me.
Oh.
So it was a big thing to take care of, you know,
mm-hmm.
to manage it. But I had it for 3 years. And, well, I just can't recall everything that comes to mind.
Well, maybe I'll ask you a few questions and that'll
help.
Where was the cafeteria located in the park?
Right across from the Wildcat, where the Wildcat is.
Oh, right across.
It used to be the Penny Arcade.
Oh, I see. You mean that was the cafeteria originally?
No. I made it into a cafeteria.
Uh-huh.
We made it into a cafeteria. I'll tell you what it was. When they had the picnics, it was a regular, right across from the Wildcat, it was a regular pavilion. The tables were in there and that. And that was made for the picnickers to come and eat their meals. They had tables in there. And that's how that happened to be. It used to be the Penny Arcade. Well, made that into a place for people to stop to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of on rainy days, it didn't have no place for them to go out. Well, then I guess that's when I took it over. Then I could recall a lot of that stuff. Well, anyhow, we went in there, and I fixed it all up and fixed the kitchen and that. That was right across from the Wildcat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The steps went right up in there. I had some pictures. I don't know. Do you have any pictures?
I don't think we have one of them.
I don't think
anybody found one.
Well, see, Shirley has some. I had the pictures taken with a couple of girls right on the steps. Girls had worked for me.
Doesn't look like any of these. Sorry, you're pregnant.
Well, maybe they're, you know.
Maybe they missed it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Kazaki yet?
Well, this is one of them. This is. You want any names of this here?
Sure. Let me. Yeah. Why don't you? And I'll check them against this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's in there now? Where are you?
And this is Kate Duffy.
Oh.
That's the manager. He was the manager of the park. He had the popcorn stand, Kate Duffy. Pat Duffy?
The owner?
He was the Pat Duffy years ago.
Oh, the father of the current owner.
Yes, the father of, yes, Patty Duffy. But there's Patty. That's him there.
Oh, that's the boy.
Yeah, that's Patty.
That's Pat Jr., the owner.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
And that's his mother next to him?
Yes. No, his mother, she's holding
him. Oh, I see. His mother's holding
that's
him.
That's Mrs. Gil Ronan.
Okay.
Eddie Gil Ronan. He was the manager
so
of
we
the
have,
park. Whether you have that or not. Gil Ronan was the manager.
How do you spell that last name, Gil Ronan?
G-I-L-R-O. Well, it's in the telephone book, Gil Ronan. He's still living.
Oh, is he?
Yes, that is. Well, he's sickly, because not so long ago I saw a piece in the paper where he's sickly.
He
lives out in Boardman someplace. That's her, and that's Kate. That woman, I don't know who it is. I don't know. And that's myself there. And this is Mrs. Billings.
Oh, Rex Billings' wife.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we have Kate Duffy is here.
Yes.
Okay. I just make a note. It's good when we can identify.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Pat Jr.
Yes.
Okay, and then behind her is Mrs. Gil Ronan.
Gil Ronan, yeah.
What was her first name?
I ought to know it, because associated with her so many times, you know.
And then next to her is the woman you...
I don't know who she is, but she's in the party. Mm-hmm. Whether she's related to Gil Ronan or not, or maybe she's one of the men's wives that belonged in the park. I don't know.
This is
myself.
Okay.
With that turban
and,
on.
Oh, you're with the turban. Who's behind?
Me with black turban.
Okay, now who's in front of you?
That's Mrs. Duffy. Pat Duffy.
Oh.
No. This is Mrs. Gil Ronan.
That's Mrs. Gil Ronan.
Yeah, right here with the white...
Okay, and this is Pat... Kate Duffy.
Yes.
Right, and Pat. Now, that is...
Did I say Gil Ronan here?
No, you said it for her.
Yeah, this is Billings.
Oh, Mrs. Rex Billings.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Rex Billings, yeah. He was the manager of the...
Right.
And Gil Ronan was the assistant manager.
Oh, okay.
See? Mm-hmm. And that other woman, I don't know who it is. Mm-hmm. I forget. I had a lot of pictures, but some of them I've gave some of them away, you
know. So. Well, that happens over the years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you say that the Penny Arcade, well, the Penny Arcade is still it's a Penny Arcade now. Again.
It's still down there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right mm-hmm. across from what's left of the Wildcat.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, now what kind
I had the first ride on the Wildcat.
Oh, you did?
First ride when they tried it out.
Uh-huh.
I was scared to death.
Was there anyone else on there when you went, or were
no? But I was by myself.
All by yourself,
when
really.
They was running it, you know.
That would be what about 1929 or?
Well, when it first opened up, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is around that time.
What did you think when you rode on it the first time?
Well, scared to death, but oh, they says, come on. They call me Tilly,
uh-huh.
And they said, oh, come on, you can do it. So I did it.
Did you ride it since? Have you ridden it since?
Oh, after that I did. Oh, uh-huh. Yes, I did. But it was the first ride. That was the first ride when they tried it out.
Uh-huh.
I was the first one coming down that steep hill.
You broke it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, you know. I can recall a lot of things there.
Back to your cafeteria. Could you describe what it looked like on the inside?
Well, it was like a penny arcade. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was all opened. I don't know whether it was all open, and one great big room, and it had a banister like. I don't know whether I've got some pictures of it or not. I don't remember. But it was all open, and we had to put the awnings down to keep the rain and that out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then the kitchen on the side there. Big steps come down the front, and then you can go in. There's three entrances in there. There were three entrances. And the kitchen in the back, right up against the hill. And it was interesting, you know. I can recall some of that. I'm no good today, a little bit, so.
What kind of food did you serve?
Oh, everything. Oh, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was cafeteria-like.
Mm-hmm.
People comes, you know, yeah, everything. It was nothing for me to have the chef bake 60, 65 hams in one day. We had big ovens in the back in the kitchen and that.
Mm-hmm.
And I done all my, got all my meat from Mohegan's from down Federal Street.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you actually own the cafeteria? I mean, this was yours, or was
no,
it?
No, I rented it, the building. I rented the building from Idora Park.
Mm-hmm.
See? No. They furnished the heat and everything, but I rented the building. I forget now how much I paid for it. Not very much. So, in those days, they let you do anything so to keep business going.
How much would the food cost? What would be, say, your typical meal? What would somebody spend on that?
About 3 cents a dish for a spoonful. Oh yes, a spoonful of this and spoonful of that. 3 cents was the starting of it. 5 cents. So, meals were very reasonable for a quarter. You could get a good meal for a quarter.
Can't even get a Coke for that now.
No. Well, see, we used to get our hams reasonable and everything like that. My mother helped at that time, and she was, when she helped, she was 63 when she used to help. She done all the chopping the coleslaw, cabbage. We always made our own coleslaw, and I used to make it this way, in a tub.
Oh.
With my arms, wash
uh-huh.
my arms, yeah. Oh, yes. That's the only way you fed people.
If you're going to make a lot of food.
You yes. You don't do that sanitary today, but nobody got sick. I had it 3 years there, and we never had no complaints of anybody coming getting sick or anything.
What year did you start?
Oh, let me think now. Was it around 20? I don't know whether I have any on those pictures or any dates on those pictures or not. I don't
know. The only one is this one. It says 31.
Well, let's see that.
There's a little placard in front. It says July 4th, 1931. You can barely see it.
Yes, well, it was from around 25, I think, it started.
Mm-hmm.
I think from around... That's when this picture was taken. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's... I'm not in this here one. Oh, am I? I don't think I am. Or am I? My husband is... I have to think now. No, I don't think I'm in this picture. Unless that's me there. That's my husband there. I don't think I'm in it, in this picture. But my husband's there. That doesn't look like me, does it? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't.
It doesn't not from with the other photograph.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. My husband was in. No, I guess it was just the men and that, because he belonged to with the men there.
And that's right in front of the airplanes, right? The rocket. Well, they're the rocket ships now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Taken up in the hill or someplace, I would just forget. You know.
It looks like it's in front of the rocket ships or airplanes.
Yeah, someplace up in there.
What kinds of people did you employ? What kinds of people did you employ in the cafeteria?
Well, girls.
All women?
All women, yes. Mm-hmm.
And
we had bus boys, too, they called them, boys, young mm-hmm. boys, to take the clean tables off,
mm-hmm.
to carry the dirty dishes and that. Yeah, bus boys. I'd have about two or three, on busy days, I'd have about two or three bus boys to carry the dishes into the, when they come. And I'd have about three dishwashers. And you washed dishes by hand then.
Of course.
We had a line of tubs across the wall, and then you washed them that way. In those days, it was altogether different.
What was your best month of the year, if you had to pick, in all the summer months?
Well, like the picnics on picnic days, mm-hmm. when the grand would come again, the crowd would come, you know. We'd have busy days on picnics. We used to take in $2,000 a day.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, yes.
Even 1934.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. As near as I can remember, it's been a long time. But it was interesting, though. And then after midnight, when I'd close, we'd close up about midnight, then the band used to come up, the East Brigade. And then,
oh.
I'd fix a meal for them and serve them a bite to eat after midnight. And we'd stay there till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, the men.
Mm-hmm. Was East Brigade there every summer? Were they there every summer?
For the 3 years that I knew of. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What kind of meat? Go ahead.
Well, and then while they're there, I rented my house to them.
Oh.
You know, because I kept the bedroom, but they always didn't have no place to stay, so I gave them the privilege of my home. And of course, Mrs. Brigode, she didn't work or anything, but they had a couple children and that. So I lived on, where did I live? Right off of Glenwood. Brentwood.
Oh.
Brentwood, yeah. I'm just trying to think.
Well, that's not too far from the park.
No. No, it was right.
Mm-hmm. What was it like having those musicians in your house?
Huh?
What was it like having those musicians in your
house?
Well,
it was nice. I never entered the house while they were there until they moved out. You know, we just get up and went to bed. We went to bed and left. I had to go early to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got back until late. But we become very friendly. We just like one big family.
Mm-hmm.
So I got acquainted with all Ace Brigodes and that. And a lot of times I'd give them a meal. And what they used to like, I used to make chop suey for them.
Oh.
After midnight, used to serve them chop suey midnight. They enjoyed that. So. Or a lot of things, if I can remember in my days, I did.
Did you get time to go dancing while you were there?
Well, I sneak in once in a while. Yeah, I had one nephew, and he loved to dance. Poor guy, he's gone today. And I said, Chuck, come on, let's go down. And I used to love to dance when I was a girl. I danced. I liked the one step the best. That's what they used to dance, the one step. Yes, I danced there. What else can I think about?
What kind of maintenance did you have to do around what type of maintenance did you have to do around the cafeteria?
Well,
or did the park take care of that?
No, they took care of it, and then I paid my share. You know, the gas and that, I paid my share. The meters, you had your own meters and everything. They took care of that, and the water. Everything was okay. We never had no problems that I can think of. It's been so long that my memory is kind of failing me a little bit.
What kind of relationship did you have with Mr. Dybul?
Well, very, very friendly. Oh, yeah. He loved my cooking. Oh, he loved my cooking. I'm telling you, he just very, very clever.
What did he like best that you made?
Huh?
What did he like best that
well,
you made?
Well, I used to, fry his steaks. He used to bring steaks from his shop, and he'd say, you're the only one that can cook the steaks for me. That's right, steaks. And he had the butcher shop, mm-hmm. and he'd get special steaks. And then whenever he'd have a gang, he'd have a party. He'd say, I want you to come and cook these steaks. And of course, I fried steaks. That's the way we cooked them. But to make a good steak, you got the skillet. You have to have a skillet real hot, and you put the steak in, season a little bit, sizzle it, turn it over two or three times, and don't cook them long, because it makes them tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he always used to have me cook the steaks when he'd bring a bunch in. It was a lot of work for me a lot of times, you know.
Where did they actually eat in the cafeteria when you brought people in?
Well, when you have special, you know, there was a place where the roller rink was, way down almost at the end of the park. As you come in from,
Parkview.
There was a building down there, and I think it used to be the bingo, not the bingo stand, but the roller skating place, mm-hmm. You know. It used to be roller skating. Well, then they made that into a place and put tables in there. And that's where he'd always bring his crowd in special and cook the steaks for him.
What kind of people did he have in?
Oh, very, very talented people, you know what I mean, friends and that I could think of.
Were they business acquaintances?
Or? Well, some were, you know, some were. Of course, I never took that much because I was so busy taking care of the thing there. And then, of course, I had the girls, you know, and I had so many girls take so many tables, and they just took so many. So everybody got wonderful service, see? So in those days, well, they do still do that, but you just give the girls so many tables to take care of. Mm-hmm. And you had a stand, the girls had a stand with the cloth over their hand right beside and watch every little move, and this is anything you had to do to make the customer happy. It was interesting, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did Dival pay you for doing
that? He paid for the food. Mm-hmm. No. Oh, yeah, he paid for the food. You know what I mean? And, well, whatever I charged for it, I forget now what it is, but he'd done the paying.
Did you cater for other things besides?
Well, we used to cater for picnics. You know, when picnics would come in from Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. all around, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of organizations would come in that you would cater?
Well, let's see now. I'm trying to think. Picnickers, you know, people go out and picnics like mm-hmm. they'd come from Pittsburgh, Duquesne. People would bring their baskets and some would eat. In their baskets, some bring them around the cafeteria and eat in the cafeteria, and some would go out. They used to have tables around and through the park too for people to sit down and eat. I'm trying to think of some of the things.
So, were they specific companies too that came in?
Some of them, yes, were a company. Different companies would have a picnic. Let's see. That have their picnics, and I'm trying to think, some of Pittsburgh coming, I think some of the companies that come in and have their hold their picnics at Idora Park, see? Mm-hmm. And from town too, some of the people from town. I should have wrote a lot of this stuff down.
Like Republic Steel, would they come, or?
Republic Iron Steel. I'm trying to think of Republic Iron Steel now. Yes. I can't get the points. Some of them, they have picnics up there. They'd say, Tilly, can you give us a dinner? We're coming out. So many, maybe 15, 20, and we set the tables, you know, for them.
Did they have to make their reservations way in advance?
Well, they would, because on account of the park being busy, you know, so we had to reserve the cafeteria, see. Mm-hmm. And mostly, we didn't have... When we had picnics, when the picnics were out, the cafeteria was open, the dining was open for people to come in, but other times, we used to have to reserve tables and that, and set the tables for different people to come in. You know, we had Ace Burgode, farewell party, when he left, we had it after midnight, had it all decorated up, bid him good night in the cafeteria, and, Eddie Arone was the manager, assistant manager.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you had these, when you catered,
yeah,
were walk-ins allowed? You know, people just in the park, could they come in at the same time, or would the cafeteria be?
Well, sometimes, they'd see where it's busy. You know, it was closed, and they wouldn't come in. That is, they wouldn't come in because there was a lot of tables outside for the people to go ahead with their baskets. But a lot of them liked to come in, bring their basket, and sit down at the table.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had big picnics, why, they didn't usually do that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
How many people do you think you could have served at one time in the cafeteria?
Oh, about 150, about 150, what am I say, 1,005, about 15. They kept coming in.
Oh, you could fit all those people in there.
Well, yeah, we had, well, let's see how many tables they had. And it was supposed to be four at each table, four people at each long table. And I think I had 21 tables or 25 tables. See. And of course, people come and then went. And usually when a picnic, why, we'd always rope off so many for the people for their picnics, and then the other open for the public to come in.
Oh.
Rope off some of the tables like that.
If somebody were having a picnic, would they have to pay to use the cafeteria, like to reserve it?
Oh, no. No. They just made reservations that we could take care of them, you know. Then they paid for the food, that's all.
How is the food determined for something like this? Do they have to pick a few things ahead of time, or could they just get what they wanted?
No, we used to have a counter, and then just like they do sometimes, you know, put on the counters,
mm-hmm.
and dish it out, you know, and just have a woman standing there, and then as soon as the people pick their dishes, they went in a rows,
mm-hmm.
and then picked up, then we'd refill them again, see?
Well, I mean, for these special picnics or whatever,
yeah.
They didn't just order like one or two things. They could get whatever they wanted.
Oh, no. They just picked up what they wanted.
Oh,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, like when you go to a banquet sometime,
yeah.
They have maybe
no.
You can choose one or two things.
Well, when I used to have the, you know, for Charlie Dibble down to a rink there, well, then that was different. But when they come to the cafeteria, they pick out what they wanted. And then you just charged each one individually for, and then they had the cashier, and then they pay as they went out with their trays.
Mm-hmm.
As near as I can explain it to you. I'm getting so forgetful, I used to know how to do that.
Well, I think I understand what you're
yeah.
saying. What was Mr. Dibble like?
He was a wonderful man. Wonderful. He was. He was bossy, but you had to do what he wanted you to do. That's all there is to it. Yeah, he was very good. Yeah, I never had any problems with him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Did he come to the cafeteria often to check for
no
standards or anything?
No,
like
no, no. He just, he'd always come in. He says, fix me something to eat. And I'd fix him something to eat special, you know. And he said, then I'd fix a special for him. He was a very easy man to get along with. Mm-hmm. Problem. Of course, I bought a lot of meat from his shop, too, you know.
You get all your beef from him?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes, hams and everything. Well, hams, I used to buy the hams from the wholesale house on Champion Street, I guess it was. Home Street and Spring Common, I guess. Is it Spring Common? That last street next to the railroad, do you know where that's?
I'm trying to think.
The railroad, just before you go over
there. That's Commerce, isn't it?
Yeah, Commerce Street, yeah. Yeah, they used to have a wholesale house there. And I used to go in there and get my hams and that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you buy everything else from Dibble as far
oh,
as
yeah.
meat?
Well, different stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then they used to have a Front Street Market, you know. And I used to buy from them, a butcher, and my coffee, the coffee man, I bought my coffee from him for years and years. It was the Quality Tea Company for years. And he used to roast his coffee in that. And I used to buy my coffee from him for years. They used to always bring it in. They roasted it and fresh and brought it.
Where did you get your fresh produce from?
Well, let's see. I suppose I can't think now. I think A&P and that. A&P was in the business, I think, most of the A&P. Well, and I did go to the farmer's market a lot of times. Mm-hmm. You know, they used to have farmer's market, and I used to buy my tomatoes in baskets, because I used to have to put them outdoors so we didn't have enough room in the refrigeration. Yeah, we used to go to the farmer's market and buy baskets of tomatoes and different stuff. Cabbage, I used to buy it for the bushels, I guess, I forget now. And potatoes, used to buy them with the 100-pound bags, sacks, potatoes. I had a chef working for me.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was a good chef. Everybody knew him. I had him for 3 years, but he sure liked the bottle. But he was a good cook, though. Yes, he was a very good cook. But I used to have to watch. We had a big cooler, and he used to go in there, and he drank, what was it? Not liquor, alcohol of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to carry a bottle with
him. Beer, maybe?
No, it was liquor.
Mm-hmm.
But he never had any trouble with him at all. His wife used to have to come home and take him home at night.
Do you remember what his name was?
Bob. What is his last name? Bob is... I suppose I have it wrote down someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had him for every year for 3 years that I was out there. I was out there 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What did your husband do around the cafeteria?
Well, he helped, you know. But, and another thing, we had a restaurant down at Republic Iron Steel at the same time.
Oh, down at...
Yes, under the Market Street Bridge. And, of course, on those, while I was at the park, he used to take some time off and get other help to take care of the restaurant down there, and he'd come up and give me a lift at the cafeteria, try to operate both places. It was tough.
I can imagine. Well, in the summer, yeah.
Yes, because it was only for 3 months. See, mm-hmm.
When did you open? What season or what month did you open out there?
May, just before decoration, I guess.
And it closed in
September, right after.
Around Labor Day or so.
Hmm.
Around Labor Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In September.
Mm-hmm.
How did other people feel about Charlie Dyble?
Well, I don't know. They seemed to get along, Of course, he was a pretty old man when he had the park out there. He was pretty old at that time. But he wasn't a hard man to get along with, I don't think, whether anybody else thought he was. Gil Ronan was his assistant. You could get some information from Gil Ronan.
I have a feeling when I have to talk to him, I hope he's okay.
Well, he's been sickly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So if you do talk to him, tell him you talk to me. He'll say, Tilly. But he's been sickly, though, from what I read in the paper.
What's the matter with him?
Well, probably age, more than likely, I don't know.
It does things to you.
Although she's pretty prompt. You know, his wife, she's on the go. She does something. I just forget what it is because I saw her name in the paper not so long ago. But he's older than, he's about my age, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he's older than me or I'm older than him. I think I'm older than him.
Was Dyble around a lot or was he more like an absentee landlord?
Yeah, he just come in and go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never seen him very often. I think towards evening he used to come in and just sit around a little bit and leave to see how things were running, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
more than likely. No, he was a nice man. He wasn't a very bossy man or anything. At least I didn't seem to think he was. Everybody seemed to get along with him pretty good from what I'd... Did you know Pat Duffy? Have you got any...
I've met the son.
I mean the older guy, the father.
No, I've only met the son.
Yeah, he was the one who had the popcorn stand. He was a good guy. And then Kate Duffy, that's his wife there, you know. He had the popcorn stand and when they used to sell it by the... and then the cotton candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to run that.
Do you remember something that they used to make at Eidora called Crispettes? They were supposed to, it's popcorn, more like a Cracker Jack type thing. Popcorn and peanuts, I guess they made them like into little squares.
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
Yeah, they sold a lot of those. He done that a lot in his little popcorn stand there.
Duffy Senior did that?
Yes, because that was all popcorn in there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where was that stand located?
Right under the... across from the Wildcat. trying to think now where it's... See, they moved the things around there. Where the cafeteria... Where I had the cafeteria. Do you know where the cafeteria is?
Well, you said where the Penny Arcade was.
Yes. Well, you just... Across from that, I think, was the, what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit over towards the office, like going down to Mill Creek. Down in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where the streetcar went around, because the streetcar went around.
It was like on the opposite side of... It's on the Mill Creek side rather than on the other side.
No, it was in... It was right off of the freeway, you know, where...
Mm-hmm.
The street run here, and our place was here. The cafeteria was here, and then he was right across the road. It was the main highway, the road that came in from... That's the main...
Parkview.
It came in from Parkview, and that was where the people all walked to go down into the pavilion and that. Well, he was across the street like that, next to the Wildcat there.
Oh, okay. There's still some food stands in there now.
Well, I suppose it's changed. I haven't been out there for so long, yes. It's changed. A lot of things has changed. They used to have a skating rink down in there, too,
mm-hmm.
years ago. And they had a lot of things there.
What kind of competition did you have from the other food concessions?
Nothing. No. There was nothing. There was only at the dance hall. There was they served hot dogs, I guess, and root beer.
And that's ballroom?
Hmm?
That's the ballroom?
In the ballroom, yes. Mm-hmm, that's all they served down there. They didn't serve. I was the only one really served more food than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just like popcorn and...
Yes,
and
stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, basically we call it junk food.
Yeah, that's right. That's all mm-hmm. it was. Mm-hmm. And, well, most of the people used to bring the food there, see, picnics. They used to have a lot of picnics up on top of the hill there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of picnics.
Yeah, where the train goes through up in there.
Is
that little miniature train goes through. It goes.
Does it not?
Yeah.
Now, well, that changed.
There's
things.
Picnic grounds there still too. They overlook the ballpark. You can see the ballpark.
Oh
on
yeah.
Side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of things that I could only. That's good many years.
What do you remember about Rex Billings?
Rex Billing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a nice man. His wife was very nice. We were very good friends. Well, I guess.
Yeah, that photograph.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Someplace there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because we used to associate, you know, we'd get together and I'd have meals here at the house with them, fix something and, yeah, we used to have good times together.
Yeah, that's her, right? The one in the white in front?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's her. And then Kate Duffy's the other one with the black. And you know, I don't know who that other woman is. She's related some way to Rosemary Gilrona. Oh, Rosemary Gilrona.
Oh, Rosemary's her first name.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just come to me.
Well,
mm-hmm.
think about it.
And of
it.
Course, this is Patty.
That's yeah.
The son now.
Right, mm-hmm. current owner.
Yeah, and me with my turban. We wore turbans. You see, we all had turbans at that time.
Yeah, that was the style.
Oh,
that
yes.
Period.
Put them on, plasters your hair down. Yeah. So.
What else? Oh, we have here Ace Burgode.
Yes.
That's everybody who stayed in your house?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the names of any of the musicians?
Well, I can't recall. I know some of them. There's one in there, and he... I can't think of him. And he used to go down to Pittsburgh and play. Yeah. I can't think which one it is, though. But we're all friends, though. Every one of us. Let's see, there's one here, but he's not there. Oh, yes, he is, that one over there. I can't think of his name. He was a good friend. He and his wife was very good friends of mine. We went up to Cleveland, stayed in their house, too, a couple times.
Which one is Ace Burgode? Oh, the one seated right in the dead center.
Yeah, he's the...
Okay, we have here a photograph. That's you and your husband?
Yeah, it's Howard and myself. Yeah. Yeah. Those days. I can't think what year that was now.
It looks like late 20s from the outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And that was taken at Idora in the photo studio.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that looked like on the inside, the photo gallery?
Well, they just have a curtain, you know what I mean. They camouflage it with curtains and that.
Where was it at?
Not very far from where the popcorn stand was, right around in here someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Where the picture gallery is, they had, I think, underneath, as I can recall, where the popcorn stand, and I think it was down underneath there. They've changed so many things that I can't remember now.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that roller coaster called the Firefly? It was there before the Wildcat? Stand a little further, though.
Huh?
It's called the Firefly. Do you remember that one?
The Firefly, before the Wildcat.
Yeah, right. It was located approximately where the old mill and the Wildcat
down
were located.
In there.
Where the park office was.
Yes. Did it go down into Mill Creek?
It was on that side.
Yes. Yeah, I remember, because we used to, I think that's where it was. And then when they used to have the Indians down there, down Mill Creek.
Real Indians, or? They had the real Indians?
Oh, yes, and then they would put the wigwam up, then they'd sing, the Indians would sing. You know how the Indians sing? Oh, yes.
Where did they put it? Were they in the park, in Mill Creek Park?
Yes, right down off from Idora, down in Mill Creek Park. And they'd hang them up in the trees. Yes. On the, they call it the flats. It was a flat piece of ground there. Yeah.
And they put Indians.
they had the, what do you call them? And the Indians would go up there and in the, is it like a hammock or whatever they used, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yes. I can remember songs. And then, I'll never forget, I think if I can remember, and they sang the sing, Minnehaha would sing. I knew all those songs and I can't even remember them. And then they make believe that the Indian died, they'd bury him. Oh, they done all that down in Mill Creek, if I could only remember.
Shows, or?
It's like a show, yes.
Uh-huh.
People would sit in the dark, yes.
And watch this.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
It had light.
Now, did Idora bring them in, or did Mill Creek bring them in?
Idora, because it's just right down, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh, it was right below their property.
Yes.
Now, I've never heard that, so that's a new revelation.
Yes, it is, because they even had them hanging up on the tree, you know, how they hang the Indians up, and they die or something.
Well, some of them, yeah. That's
what they did. If I can recall, see, some of them I can't, it's been so long, but they did, because we all sat down there at night and listened to it. We couldn't see it very well, but then we heard the music, and then when they, is it Minnehaha? I'm trying to think. Then she'd go, well, it was, if I could only recall some of that stuff, but it was interesting, though. I wished I'd have kept, you know, I gave a lot of pictures away, which I should have not done that, but You never know.
Well, that happens. I mean,
yes.
You can't mm-hmm. predict that you'll need these.
Mm-hmm.
I have another photograph here, and it's supposed to be Pat Howard and Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie Gilronen and my husband and Pat Duffy and little Pat Duffy.
Okay, which is which?
This is little Pat Duffy,
okay.
And this is Pat Duffy. Eddie Gilronen, and this is my husband.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is Pat Howard and Tilly, and Eddie, yeah. And they didn't put little Pat down. Little Pat's there, too.
I've only met him as sort of Big Pat. I've only seen him as an adult.
I don't know whether his mother's living or not.
I don't know. He didn't say. I only went and talked with him once.
Yeah.
What I wanted to do, so. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Totally,
well, she's pretty old, so she might be gone. But see, she went to Florida a lot, and I usually watch in the papers, you know, for death, but I never seen it, so maybe I just
was well, you could have
out of town,
it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now we have, let's see, this is a photograph of the Duffys.
Yeah, that's Pat, Kate, and that's her daughter from her first husband.
Oh.
She was married before.
Uh-huh.
And
her
father
her
died. McGown, I think. I want to say McGown, yes. Her first husband died, and then she married Pat. She was just a little girl when I knew her. Mm-hmm. And they lived on just the entrance on going into Idora Park there, Parkview.
Mm-hmm.
And the last house on the right-hand side, a great big white house, and that's where she lived.
That makes it convenient to be that close to the park.
Yeah, it was right across. Mm-hmm. It was the old, McGown house, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was Pat Duffy Sr. like?
Nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to get along with. What a chew in his mouth all the time. All the time. Yeah. Had a lot of friends. He had a lot of friends. A lot of friends. Everybody knew him in Youngstown. He was well known in Youngstown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he ran the popcorn stand before he became the owner.
Yeah. Well, he had the popcorn stand, and then after that, naturally, you go up in business. And he put a lot of these here side shows on, too, see, that they put in. See, they didn't have... a lot of shows in there,
mm-hmm.
and he put in a lot of shows. I'll tell you who else used to have the picture gallery there. Hoover's, did you ever get
name? I've heard the name, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Elizabeth and I are very good friends. We're still good friends.
Oh, she's still alive?
Well, she lives out of town, yes.
Where does she live?
Out of town, huh? Where is she? I have it someplace because I always get a card from her. Well, she might be here this summer, too. I don't know. Sometimes she comes and sees me. But she's got some grandchildren that she takes care of now. And kind of. But they had the picture gallery. They took a lot of pictures. Well, where's some of the... I don't know whether I have one picture.
A couple from the picture gallery.
This one was taken back in the park. In the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had boards up.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
The men stood back there. Yeah, and that was 1926.
Yeah,
that's my husband and his brother. Yeah, they're brothers. They were.
Oh, they're all.
These are brothers.
All three of them?
Yes, my husband, and that was Stuart, and that's Bill.
Oh, they're all brothers.
Yes.
And Virginia?
That's her father there, Virginia.
That's your daughter?
No, his daughter.
Oh, your niece.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, that's Virginia.
Mm-hmm. She was just a little one there.
Yeah, years ago. Mm-hmm.
Driving a speedboat.
Yeah, William O'Neill, 20s, and then Howard, and then Stuart. But they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's
easier?
Those are Craig Beach photos. They're yours.
Oh, yeah.
Work. Let's see. Tilly and Howard. That's, I guess, you and your husband.
Yeah. But that isn't at Craig Beach. This is up in Michigan someplace.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that one. We went to, belonged to the club there. We went bathing. my brother up in Michigan. I just forget where it was. And we rented these here suits.
They're great suits.
Because we went up there and we didn't have any suits and we wanted to get in the water, so.
Speaking of water, do you recall the pool at Idora?
Oh, yes. Oh, I swam a lot of times in it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My brother used to take me and make me paddle to the thing, and then he'd say, come on. And then I thought I was going to drown. I'd paddle like a little dog. Oh, yeah, I swam in there.
Was it true that it was salt water?
Well, water is salty, they say. That is, if you taste it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're supposed to put so much salt in, you know, for your body.
No, I mean, the rumor has it that they went way down to tap a underground salt spring or something.
Well, there was a lot of that in Mill Creek, see.
Uh-huh.
Was, mm-hmm.
But was the pool itself like salt water, like if you went into the Atlantic Ocean or something?
Oh, no. No, I don't think it was that much. Because they cleaned it all out all the time, see.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I ran across an article that talked about, this is from the 30s, it's a newspaper article, it talked about how clean Idora Park's pool water was, that you could practically drink it because it was so clean.
You could see at the bottom of it. Yeah, that's
true. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess they had a filter in there or something that cleaned it out.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. Then they had what? Was there sand around the, did they put sand in around the edge of the pool?
Yeah.
So it looked like you were at the beach?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. It was nice. Regular, it was a good size beach, you know. We used to, after the park had closed, there was a bunch of us would go at night and swim down there.
Oh,
Ace Bergodnet. Oh, yes. Just open for the employees.
Uh-huh.
We'd all have picnics down in there.
Did they ever run the rides for you late at night if you wanted to?
No, we never. No, because they wanted to be with the gang and have a good time, see.
Because
they worked hard all day.
Sure.
No. We never run the afters. But you got all the rides you wanted, though, if you wanted a ride.
During the daytime?
Yes.
What time did the park open in the daytime, do you know?
I think for the rides and that, I don't think it opened up, unless they had a picnic early, till about pretty close to noon, see? Mm-hmm. Unless when they had a picnic, well, a lot of times people were there at 8 o'clock in the morning. When the train had come in from Pittsburgh or Cleveland, you know, had picnics come in, and then people would just flock in there.
Do you know what time it closed at night?
Hmm?
What time did it close?
Midnight.
Midnight?
Mm-hmm.
The rides closed at midnight?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really late.
Because midnight, because after the dance play, too, you know, the Aceberg would play, then it would come up to my place and I'd make coffee and then we'd all sit around and have coffee after midnight.
Makes you tired for the next day, though.
Yes. But you know, well, you're young. You didn't mind it.
Sure.
Those were my young days.
Do you recall what the ballroom looked like back in the
beautiful.
Spring?
Beautiful. The floor was waxed beautiful. It was always neat and clean, yeah. But I know, I love to dance on it. Ooh, I had one nephew, my sister's. Let's see, Chuck. Who was he related? I'm trying to think who Chuck was related to. My sister's brother's boy, Chuck, and he used to come from Pennsylvania, and he loved to dance, and Chuck and I used to dance one step. We never want to be close together, but we just went on that floor or something, nobody's business. I enjoyed my life years ago, really I did.
Did your husband like to dance?
No, he was a close dancer, but he'd let me go ahead and dance, and he was a close dancer. We'd dance at home, but he never cared much about dancing, but sometimes I'd start up at home and I'd say, come on, Howard, let's dance. But he never cared too, so but we got along wonderful. So married 35 years when he passed away.
What year did you get married?
I think 25, I think it was. And then I was a widow for, I think, 3 or 4 years, then I got married to Smedley. And I knew Smedley before I did my first husband.
Oh.
Funny. He and his first wife used to come and visit with my brother from Michigan. I mean, how the world goes round.
That's really funny. it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, it did. But he was a good man, though. My husband was a good man. Second husband, both of the husbands were good. Mm-hmm. No problems. Never had a want for anything. Always had plenty.
I don't know if you'd remember this, but there is a... We heard about a dark ride, you know, one of the rides that you went in, dark, supposedly had scenes from The Wizard of Oz. Do you know anything about that, or do you remember?
When they went into the...
It was, you know, one of those dark rides.
Yes.
You went in, and then supposedly you could see scenes from The Wizard of
different,
Oz.
Different, yeah, I remember, but I can't recall. But there was a lot of pictures that they'd show inside while you was in the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I can't recall now, Maybe it was after my days that I didn't go there. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Before.
Did you like to ride the rides?
Oh, yes. Well, the first ride, it was right by the dance hall. That one, what do they call it?
Jackrabbit?
The Jackrabbit was right across from the... Maybe that was the Jackrabbit.
It's right next to the ballroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the first... Oh, I used to ride that a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the one with the thing, I even have my picture. I don't know, I should have a picture of that taking me coming down. I should have some pictures, but I don't.
On the Wildcat?
Yes, coming down. See, I gave a lot of pictures away.
Uh-huh.
I think my sister has a lot of pictures. And she won't give them up.
Oh, of course not.
So.
Do you recall anything about the theater that was there, the summer theater?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that... I used to feed them. They call them, what did they call them? I'm trying to think some of the names, too. The shows. Well, what did they call them? Stock. It was stock of some kind.
A summer stock?
Summer stock, yeah. And there'd be shows coming. They'd only come that in the summertime.
Do you remember Lily and Desmond?
Huh?
Lily and Desmond?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was she like?
Nice person. She was a nice person. Yeah.
Did she eat at your cafeteria
often?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that theater was open? Was that an open theater or closed? You know, could somebody like sit on the outside and see what was going on inside?
No, I don't think. I don't. I'm trying to think. No, it was closed.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any stories about your cafeteria? Anything interesting that happened there? Or any stories about the people who came there?
Well... And I used to go out and pick wild daisies and put them on the table so everybody had a bouquet on the table.
I imagine that was pretty popular.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And why didn't you come 2 or 3 years older, sooner? Now maybe I'd be able to tell you more.
I have a feeling I should have started this project 2 or 3 years ago.
Hmm?
I should have started this 2 or 3 years ago before the park burned.
Yeah.
Before the park office burned.
Yes. You're on the other side of the, Lick Avenue there, or Butler, on the side of Butler Gallery.
The university?
Oh.
Well, the Arms Museum is up the street from Butler Art.
Oh, is it?
They're on the same side of the street, but they're up further. Towards the freeway.
It's been so long since I've been up that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not far. They're about a block and a half up from Butler.
Well, I told you about the Indians coming down to Mill Creek. Yeah. And they had that, their thing hanging on the tree, and they would sing Minnie Ha Ha. I don't remember the song, but it was nice when they sang it. I don't know whether anybody else can tell you anything about it or not, but There ought to be other people that knew something about that.
Oh, I'm sure I'll find other people, but some of them are, you know, some of them will not remember as much.
No.
Or whatever. Let's see. Oh, the carousel. Did you ride that? Huh? The merry-go-round?
Oh, merry-go-round. I rode that so much. I used to stand on it and put the kids on. A lot of little kids would come in, you know. Oh, yes. Rode that an awful lot. That was, you know, the merry-go-round was the thing of, that everybody liked. They loved that.
Mm-hmm.
People would... I'm trying to think, two of my nieces, they rode up with... I used to put them and hold them on, you know, on the...
Did you have to pay any taxes on your, on the cafeteria, or that was just part of the park?
They didn't have, they didn't do those kind of things in that day that I know of. No.
Did you notice a variety of ethnic groups that would come to the park, or?
Oh, yeah. Well, different companies like, I'm trying to think now. From Pittsburgh, there'd be a lot of come for picnics. I'm trying to think. Come on, open your mind, Philly. There was nothing for that train to pull in 8 o'clock in the morning. And then the streetcars would come out, open streetcars would come out of tie door, you know, and let everybody in. It was mostly, people didn't have cars in those days. It was all train and walking. Hardly any cars at all.
They were all mostly streetcars, right? From
yes,
the city?
But I mean trains, and they come on trains and that. People didn't come in cars.
What do? Did they take the train to downtown Youngstown and then take the streetcar?
They'd have special cars just to bring the people out, you know.
Did you ever go out and ride on the streetcars?
Oh, yeah.
To town and then back to the park?
Oh yeah. I used a streetcar when I lived in town.
Mm-hmm.
We had to. Yeah. It used to come up as, I lived on Brentwood, and cars just came up as far as Grace Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'd take that car and get off and then walk a couple of blocks home, because they run every 15 minutes, see. Over Market Street Bridge and that, around the loop downtown. Those were the days. The square. You got any history on the square?
Oh, I've got some photographs of the streetcars down at the Diamond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have some photographs, but that's about it.
Yeah, it used to be open, you know, right out. Used to get on right there at Federal and around the loop there.
Did you ever do anything during the off season at the park? Did you ever open the cafeteria at all during the off season?
I did later on. Let's see. I opened a place on Market Street. Yeah. Called it the O'Neill House.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was down the mill. I was in the mill. Did I tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, see, after I gave that up, then I couldn't do anything. I had to do some work, so I went and opened a restaurant on Market Street and opened up there. And there was a big home there, and I bought the home and lived upstairs and had the downstairs turned in to a restaurant. I remodeled that all up there. Had that there until, I guess the building is still there, but I don't know what to use. I had that. Well, then after my husband died, then it was too much for me to operate, so I had to give up. It was too much. It takes two people to do the earnings, and I had to do all the bookkeeping and everything, so. In those days, you'd done a lot of your own bookkeeping and everything,
because
you didn't have no, unless you have a big place.
Make a lot of money.
Yes.
Could you describe a typical day at your cafeteria at Idora?
Yeah, we get all ready, waiting for the crowd to come in, and they just bang in and hurry up to eat. Get ready early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Now, you'd have to be out there by time?
Oh, yeah. I used to get out there around 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh, yes. And we just got a couple hours sleep, and that's all.
And I can see that if you're leaving at midnight.
Oh, yes. But when you're young, you didn't mind it.
Were you open every day? 7 days a week?
Only on Mondays. Oh, on Mondays, we had what they call color day, towards the end of the season. Monday was a colored day.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Didn't they let them in the park any other time? Or?
No. Oh, colored people didn't come in at that in those days.
Uh-huh.
They didn't. At least, that is, they didn't know that I know of. But then when they opened this here colored day on Mondays, why? I don't know how that started. I can't even think. But Monday was there. Monday was the colored day, and there wasn't no white people, only that worked there.
Mm-hmm. Every Monday?
Yeah, towards the end. Mm-hmm. That was, you had to give them a day, mm-hmm. because they weren't allowed to come in the park other times. At least they didn't. I don't know whether they didn't allow them or not, but that was the ruling.
Huh. I didn't know about that.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, colored people didn't mingle with the whites at that time. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I just assumed that they didn't.
Mm-hmm. So. I'll never forget, and they had colored girls working in the beer garden, in the dance hall,
mm-hmm.
in the restroom there, you know, in the dance hall, and then they served beer in the, on the dance floor, they served beer,
mm-hmm.
and they had colored girls working there. That's the only colored girls. But they used to come up once in a while and eat with me. You know, I wasn't opposed to them, but they'd stand at the end of the counter right at the doorway and have a cup of coffee or something, mm-hmm. just to eat. But they never pushed themselves. Colored people never pushed themselves at all. Really, they were nice.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're human too, you know, when you stop to figure it.
They weren't working anywhere else in the park, just these young women that...
No, just down to, what do you call it?
The ballroom.
Yeah, down there.
But no ride operators?
Oh, no. Just in the restroom, they'd take care.
Did you mingle much with the other employees of the park?
Well, with the business ones, you know, more of the business ones, yes, like Eddie Gilroan and Pat Duffy, just like you see.
Management.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's about all.
Did you know Mr. Murray?
Oh, yes, it's Mr. Dibble's son-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, oh yeah, he was very nice. Mr. Murray was very, very nice. Mm-hmm.
And his son is Richard Murray, the plastic surgeon.
Oh, is he? Mm-hmm. Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all ate, Dibble and all ate with me up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, they'd all come in and... Yeah, we got along wonderful. I had a lot of friends there, a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you leave the park?
Well, I guess they quit. They didn't have, you know, I guess I didn't lease it anymore, the cafeteria, mm-hmm. see. I think that's what it was.
Why?
Oh, the reason. Because I had a restaurant down at the mill, too, and it was too much. So I had to give up one. So, and that, the Idora Park was only in the summertime, and the other one was year-round. So I was down at Republic Iron and Steel for a good many years. Had a restaurant down there. Republic Iron and Steel let me operate down there for a good many years. I catered to all the office men and that, from Cleveland then.
Did you still do Mr. Dibble's dinners and after you left, the special things that he wanted catered?
At times he'd call me, and you know, he'd call me, and then when they opened it up down where the, down in the corner, they used to have a ring down here, and they made that into it. So I did go down there and cook special steaks in that farm. Yes, I did.
After you left Idora?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. he'd always ask me to come and cook the steaks for him.
did they replace anybody in the cafeteria after you left, or did they just close the cafeteria?
No, I think they closed it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they operate anymore. I forget.
Do you remember the animals that they had there? Supposedly they had monkeys or something?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Those were the days.
Do you recall anything about any of the other rides that they had when you were there?
Well, let's see. The one right back of the popcorn stand, that one. That went around. And that went down around and come out down Park View somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Went down that way and that come around. I just forget before they, then when they built, what did they call that? I know there was a small ride there.
Mm-hmm.
It was down in, more like down in Mill Creek instead of the Wildcat, see? Uh-huh. Then they built this Wildcat afterwards.
Do you remember when they built the Wildcat? Do you remember anything about them building it?
I had pictures of them and I don't know what become of them, dates and everything.
Oh.
Right across in the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. I was the first one to have a ride on it.
I know you mentioned that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did it make, I'm sure they made a lot of racket. Well,
ooh, scared to death. Scream. Well, it was noisy. You know what I mean.
No, I mean when they were building it, I'm sure.
Well, no, I don't think. At least you never paid any attention. Of course, when they were building, nobody, you weren't out there, see. They built it when the park wasn't open.
Oh, they built it during the off-season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they didn't work on it at all during
the
summer.
Oh, no. Only when what they need fixing if anything happened to go wrong or anything.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. I would have thought they might have just continued building all, you know, until they got it done.
No. No, they... I was the first one who had the ride on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I've had, but I've given so many pictures away that... And then I don't know, they have any pictures there with the girls. I guess Shirley's got some with on the steps of the cafeteria. Mm-hmm. I think she's got with some of the girls that worked for me.
Huh? That's your sister, Shirley.
No, she's my hairdresser.
Oh, Shirley, your hairdresser.
Yeah. And so they worked for me, the three girls sitting on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Bessie was one and three girls there. I took their pictures sitting on the steps there, I can't think. I used to take a lot of pictures. I'm a fiend on pictures. Really, I am. You can see it. I have two or three books there, pictures.
It'd be nice if you could find some more of the Idora pictures.
Huh?
It'd be nice if you had some more of the Idora pictures.
Well, I gave some to my sister, but she won't give them up to me. So.
Where does your sister live?
She lives on Crum Road. She lives on the west side.
Oh, she's in town.
Yeah. She lives off of them. Meridian Road. Oh, Crum Road she lives on. Crum Road, that's right.
Oh, I know where that is.
Huh?
I know where that is.
Yeah.
Let's see, do you know any of the people in here? Can you give me some names?
I should know some of them. Really, I should. Because I mingled with them, you know. This is the policeman. What was his name? He was a good policeman. What was his name? See if I can see any of the names in here. I know them all, but I just can't recall them. What was his name, the policeman? Somebody can tell you. He was the policeman of all the park there.
Mm-hmm.
He was good. Pat Duffy, and that's little Patty there. That's Eddie Gilrone in there.
Which?
Eddie Gilrone is right there.
Oh, he's right in the middle in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Pat Duffy is?
Holding the little boy.
Oh, right there, sure.
Mm-hmm. I know them all, but I just can't place them. You got Eddie, didn't you?
Yeah. He's
That's him there. He was the assistant manager. Diver was the manager.
Uh-huh.
And he was the assistant. So, as near as I can, you know, figure, I don't know. Is there anything else you can ask me? I don't know.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, I think it gave me quite a lot of information. I'd like to thank you for taking time on this rather hot day to...
Well, it is warm. And then I didn't feel so very good today, too. Well, I'm getting up in years, too, see what I mean.